19th century was a time when the spoken word reigned. Refined young ladies and even rowdy seamen committed large excerpts from literature to memory, including everything from Shakespearean sonnets and soliloquies to sentimental couplets and even nonsense rhymes. They delighted in the sheer pleasure of words as they rolled off the tongue. Despite a seeming preoccupation with death, Victorian literature has its share of fun and even nonsense that was considered highly suitable for parlor recitations.
"'Twas spreading, and the slithy toves did gyre and jimble in the way. Old Lindsay were the burgroves, and the mummerats outgrey.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jujube bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the monk's own foe he sought. Then rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes aflame, came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back.
And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, Callooh, Callay!" He chortled in his joy.
'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and jimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogroves, and the mummerats outgrey.
One drapre with a sure sorte, the draught of March, hath pierced to the rote, and bathed every vein in swish liqueur, of which thereto engendered is a fleur. One safer sake with a swag to breath, in spirit hath in every halt and hath the tendril of croppet, and the younger son hath in the ram his halve corty runner, and smaller fowlers mock in melody, that sleep in all the nicht with open ee. So pricketh in nature and here courages. Then a longing folk to go on pilgrimages, and palmerous for to seek in strange strandes, to fair the harvest cold in sundry landes, and specially from every sheerest end of England to Canterbury they wender, the holy, blissful martyr for to seek, that him hath hoped, one that they would seek.